Many people look forward to having some downtime over the weekend, but not Kelly Giddens.
Hi, my name's Kelly. I'm with Citizens for Healthy Fort Collins.
Okay.
We're the ones that ran the petition on the five-year moratorium on fracking. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Giddens spent Saturday delivering flyers door-to-door to get the word out about Initiative 2A.
This is really not about banning energy. We're not trying to turn people's lights out.
The moratorium would apply to operations within city limits. A mother of four, Giddens says she's worried about the health implications of living nearby fracking operations.
We're just trying to make sure that our kids don't wind up sick, you know, and we think that if there's problems, we need to talk about the issues.
To me, in a nutshell, what it boils down to is you are asking the voters to vote for a lawsuit.
Ray Martinez is a former mayor of Fort Collins and campaign chair for the Fort Collins Alliance for Reliable Energy, which opposes the ban. Martinez says the moratorium could invite legal action.
The real lesson to be learned is that Longmont is now getting sued and they're paying hundreds of thousands of dollars in litigation, which is exactly what they were warned about would happen if this passed, and they got it.
The city of Longmont is actually engaged in two lawsuits after voters passed a fracking ban in 2012. Ballot measures and the economic interests of the oil and gas industry were all topics of discussion at a recent natural gas conference sponsored by Colorado State University. Scott Hall is CEO of Black Diamond Minerals, one of two companies that have current operating agreements with the city of Fort Collins.
If I can't drill and I can't develop, I've really taken a tremendous loss on just trying to lease that, the money I've already put into it, let alone the potential opportunity.
The Colorado Oil and Gas Association is spending heavily to oppose 2A, contributing more than $250,000 to the Fort Collins Alliance for Reliable Energy. It's the largest single donation it's made this year to an opposition group.
We would be worse off, not better off.
Fort Collins Mayor Pro Tem Jerry Horak says the city already enacted a ban last spring on new oil and gas development, adding that companies operating inside city limits are doing so under rules that go beyond state regulations.
That would be null and void if this ordinance goes into effect.
Fort Collins City Council narrowly passed a resolution against 2A on a 4-3 vote. But that's not stopping Kelly Giddens from giving up her weekends to get the word out about Initiative 2A.
So there's a state study coming out mid-2016 that's going to study some of the effects, and we are wanting to wait until that's over before we make a decision about whether or not to let fracking in our community.
After listening to Giddens' pitch, resident Alex Vanderheiden says she's leaning towards supporting 2A, but hasn't filled out her ballot yet.
Honestly, I don't know a lot about it, and I don't know how it really affects me. Personally, so I haven't gotten that involved in it.
Voters in two other communities, Boulder and Broomfield, will decide on moratoriums on hydraulic fracturing. Lafayette voters are being asked whether or not the city should ban new oil and gas development. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.